Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 7, 1806. Trading for string. As has been noted by the captains, the Corps is out of trade goods. Desperate to find something to trade, they discover that old, worn-out files and other pieces of iron considered worthless to the party are highly valued by the Indians. Captain Clark writes,
"The two young chiefs and other Indians who accompanied them crossed the river and returned to their village this morning after breakfast. Charbonneau, Sergeant Gass, McNeil, Whitehouse, and Goodrich accompanied them for the purpose of purchasing or exchanging old pieces of seine, fish gig, pieces of iron, bullets, and old files, and such articles as they could raise for ropes and strings for to lash their loads and bags to carry their roots in. Sergeant Gass, Charbonneau, and McNeil returned at 2 p.m., having procured a string each only. Whitehouse and Goodrich continued at the village all night. Hohostopilp crossed the river today and brought over a horse and gave it to Fraser, one of the party who had made him a present previously of a pair of Canadian shoes. Our party all much engaged in preparing saddles and packing up their stores of provisions. The Flathead River is about 150 yards wide at this place and discharges a vast body of water. Notwithstanding its high state, the water remains nearly transparent, and its temperature appears to be as cold as that of our best springs. Captain William Clark, June 8, 1806.
The rest of Clark's entry is a copy of Lewis's description of the Western Tanager. The mention of the Flathead River is clearly an error. Clark may have meant the Bitterroot, the Clark's Fork, or the Ponderay River. The files used for trading were no doubt completely worn out from sharpening axes, and no longer of any use to the party. The Indians, however, were always anxious to get hold of some iron, which they could heat and pound into knives or metal arrowheads. One person's junk can be another's treasure. The Canadian shoe packs were made of tanned leather and constructed without separate soles, rather like moccasins. Tomorrow, nearly ready to go.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.